is Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid, with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross, and Diana Day in...
A Touch of Competition Fever. And so our 10-shilling prize this week goes to Master James Clitheroe. Well, when you've all finished cheering, that's me. Well, aren't you all pleased? Hey?
Yes. You're a very clever boy, and we're all very proud of you.
Well, that makes four of us. I'm proud of me as well.
Now, look, my lad. Just because you won a competition in the evening paper, there's no need to let it go to your head.
But, Grandad, why shouldn't it go to his head? He's got plenty of room there for it.
That's right. Why shouldn't I? Hey, are you calling me a big head?
Yes. Well, just because you've won a competition in the kids' corner, you think you were the juvenile brain of Britain.
Sister dear, you're good at figures. Tell me, how far do you think you could travel on a train with my 10-bob prize? If you book single.
No, Jimmy, that'll do.
Well, you think she'd be glad to have a genius for her brother? Hey, the man from the newspaper came to our school and told all our class I'd won the competition. Our form master, whom your piece said, boys, no. It would appear, no, that we have in our midst, no. A brilliant new essayist. Yeah, he didn't off splash when he said essayist. Even our headmaster patted me on me head. That was a change. Usually on the other end.
All right. You've told us all about it. And we're all very pleased, aren't we?
Thrilled to death. If I hear any more about my clever little brother, I shall go right up the wall.
Do that. Excuse me walking in the back way, but have you seen this into nice person about your gymnast?
Oh, no.
What's the matter, Susan?
She's waiting for you to give her a leg up the wall.
Oh, but in a minute, Susan. I just wanted to ask your mammy granted it to seeing your leg up the wall, Susan.
Oh, forget it.
Oh, change your mind, have you?
Pardon me, but the door was open. I just had to go around and congratulate James.
Oh, no, I'm going out.
Susan.
Come in, Humphrey.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Clitheroe. Hello, Mr. Sinclair.
Hello, Humphrey.
Hello, Susan.
Hello, Mr. Brocklebank.
Hello, Wonder Boy.
How do, Mr. Bittlebum?
Well, you've seen it then, have you, Mr. Brocklebank, in tonight's paper?
Oh, indeed, I have, James. Congratulations, you deserve your success.
I know, and it couldn't have happened to a nicer lad.
Yes, it shows great promise winning an essay competition at your age. And may this be the start of a glorious and profitable career.
Oh, it will be. I'm going to go in for all sorts of competitions now. Place the football, postal bingo. Hey, do you think I'm too young to win a honeymoon holiday for two? I could take you with me, Grandad.
Oh, silly.
Yes, all you'd have to do was put some confetti in your hair and wear your kilt.
Look, just because you've won once, it doesn't mean you'll win every time.
How do you know? There was a woman on the telly the other day, always winning things in competitions. Alfie saw, didn't you, Alfie? The one with the big hamper.
Oh, yes, she just won it in a frozen food competition, but she couldn't get it in the kitchen until she got rid of the third washing machine she'd won. And it wouldn't go in a garage because she'd won a motor mower for saying why frozen hollyhocks are so delicious. Oh, no. That was a hamper. But not the hollyhocks. She had to make a roundup about them. Me dad made one up and my mum thumped him. Man, she said she has won some daft things in her time.
I know. Where did she win you?
She didn't win me. The woman, not me, mum. I was born. I mean, I
was born under a gooseberry bush.
You're up. Yeah, this woman said she'd won holidays all over the world, and now she was looking for somewhere else to go.
That's right. And if she can win lots of prizes, so can I. Like she said, you've got to keep sending the coupons in. So I'm making a start after tea.
What with?
Well, I'm not sure which to do first, ma'am. There's this one where you put the film actresses in the right order, and the budgie seed one where you list your 10 favourite birds. Hey, perhaps I could use the same answer for both.
Thank you.
so I can talk to you before our teacher, Wee Wee Wilson, comes back. I want a word with you, getting me in trouble like this. And stop making the V sign with them gardening shears.
Clitheroe, what are we doing at that window?
Sniffing the fresh air, sir.
We wouldn't by any chance be talking to Barraclough, would we?
Oh, no, sir. We were just watching him clipping the headmaster's privet head, sir.
Yes, my punishment for fighting with you. Clitheroe?
Yes, sir.
You know why you've been kept in, don't you?
Yes, sir. For leaving things lying about, sir.
Pardon?
We left our fist where Specky could bang his nose on it.
Very funny. We wish to speak to you about this homework that you delivered this morning.
What's wrong with our homework, sir?
What's wrong with it? What's wrong with it?
Don't you know either, sir?
You can cut the comedy. Now, read me your answer to my question. Name the famous heroines of history.
Elizabeth Taylor, Raquel Welch, and Elsie Tanner.
Isn't there something wrong with that answer?
Let me look, sir. Oh, you're right, sir, there is. I've spelled Elizabeth with two Zs.
Are you trying to be funny?
Oh, no, sir, it just comes naturally. I mean, that's not my answer. I jotted them names down when I was doing a competition in our Susan magazine. Your answers are over the page, sir.
I see. Is there the answer to the question, name the famous heroines of history, is a canary, a water hen, and Polly the parrot.
Oh, heck, my favourite birds.
Birds?
Yes, in my competition. You send your answer with the tops of three packets of Chirpy Charlie budgie seed. Makes your budgie talk like a human.
Oh, does it work?
I'm not sure, sir. When we fed ours with it, all it said was, pardon me.
Talking about that.
He called the Barraclough's on his way home from school. They've got a colour television.
Since when have you started calling it Barraclough's?
We had a fight, and to help to make it up, Specky invited me to see their colour telly.
What was the fight about?
Because they've got a colour telly and we haven't.
Mother, can't we start the meal, please? Alfie's waiting.
Yeah, no, I'm not, Susan. I'm in no hurry to eat your mum's cooking. Now, I don't mean because I won't like it. I mean, I haven't tasted it yet, but I know it's a roast chicken because it's had some. We were going to get one, but it costs £80 a year.
Does that include roast potatoes, peas and stuffing?
No, just the aerial and free. Get a coloured telly, not a roast chicken. You couldn't watch programmes on a chicken. Yeah, look, you might be part of a religious one. The parson's nose. Yeah, £80 a year, Mr. Sinclair, just to hire it. Do not make it higher, to hire it.
Yes, yes, Alfie.
Yeah, but it does include free service if your stuffing packs up. A new one, like your ordinary set. Yeah, a man in white coat comes round with a van.
In your case, I'm not surprised.
Shan't tell you again, my lad.
Well, let's have some food, Mother. I'm hungry.
All I am famished.
It won't be quite done yet. Just hang on a minute.
Oh, you should have seen the commercials in colour, ma'am. Oh, lovely brown sizzling sausages. Oh, marvellous.
Oh, be quiet.
And then steak and onion pies with the steam coming out and the lovely rich brown gravy. Oh, even Timmy was drooling and he speck his cap.
Oh, Timmy, will you shut up?
Father.
Well, I'm hungry.
Well, if you're that hungry, have a roll.
Eh? Oh, a roll.
When our Susan cooks the meal, we all have a roll on the floor with tummy aches.
Yes, yeah, just what I was thinking, a roll on the floor. Yeah, not because of your cooking, Susan. It's just a joke. Yeah, his granddad's tummy. Eight roll. Yeah, the boss has one with sliding doors, doesn't he?
Yes, yes, yes. All right. Look, funny boy. I'll be dishing the food up in a minute. Now, you go and wash your hands.
Yeah, right, yeah, Mr. Claverhouse.
And me now, where Jimmy washes hands.
Oh, heck, I'm always washing my hands. At this rate, they'll have worn away before I'm 21.
That'll do, Jimmy. Where are you going now?
Oh, all right, granddad. Won't be a minute.
Oh, he is cheeky sometimes.
Well, you don't help matters. The way you went on at him when he won the 10 shillings, weren't you pleased about it, like us?
Oh, of course I was, but I wasn't going to let him know. He'd never stop telling me about it.
What were you saying, Alfie? Sliding doors?
Oh, yes, I'm my boss's tummy. Get telly.
Oh, we're back on that subject, are we? Oh, that'll be the day when we have a colour telly.
That's what I said to the grocer. I said our only chance of winning a colour telly would be in their competition.
Right, Mum. I've washed my hands.
That took some time, didn't it?
Yes, I couldn't find a towel.
Go on, Alfie. You were saying about this competition at the grocer's.
Yeah, but you see, my man sent me round for some instant coffee. My dad had ruined the last lot. It was so instant, it boiled over while I wasn't looking. Well, on the grocer's counter, there was this farm. No, not a farm to sit on, a farm to fill in.
I love the way Alfie explains everything that nobody wants to know. What is this competition, Alfie? Am I going for it?
It's the white flash soap powder. You write a funny verse, Sam, how you like it.
A funny verse?
Yes, they call it a... it's the same name as an Irish town. A verse, a Dublin. No, yeah, Ballycally. No, it's...
Limerick.
Yeah, something like that. Mm. Yeah, you're right, one praising white flash soap powder, saying how good it is when you use it on this farm. No, not use the powder on the farm, maybe it's on the counter. The grocer only had one and he'd written on it. Oh, only had one farm, not counted.
Oh, for heaven's sake, get over there!
Granddad, put that sauce bottle down!
Jimmy, look, Alfie, what's the point of all this?
Well, it's a prize, eh? There's 3 colour tallies to be won.
3 colour tallies, Alfie?
Yeah. There's over a dozen other valuable prizes to be won as well. But somebody could win 3 colour tallies.
I know, but I won't be greedy. I'll just win one of them.
Can I give you a hand, Pat, my dear?
Well, you can start drying the dishes if you like, Father.
All right, yeah.
Are you going to the match this afternoon?
Well, no. The team's playing away from home today. It's a bit too far.
I'm going now, Mother. Can I have the list for the groceries?
Oh, Jimmy's gone for the groceries. About 20 minutes ago he came in and volunteered, believe it or not.
What's he up to? I should check your bill. You'll probably find some of your bacon has turned into chocolate.
Now, Susan, Jimmy would never do anything dishonest. The boy just wanted to help.
I know that. I was just wondering what he wanted to help himself to.
Oh, hey, what a weight this bag is, Mum. I think that grocer must fill his sausages with cement.
Yeah. Let me have it, son.
Oh, all right, Mum. Oh, what a drag up that hill. It was like climbing upstairs after eating one of our Susan's sweet dumplings.
Getting sick of your jokes about my cooking.
I'm getting sick of your cooking, and that's no joke.
That'll do, Jimmy. You go to the grocer's to help your mother, and as soon as you get back, you start being naughty.
Well, she's got no sense of humor. You can tell that. If she had, she wouldn't be able to put her makeup on without laughing.
Jimmy, what's this soap powder? Why, of course, I don't use that.
Ah, but you should, Mum. It's all the rage. It gets your whites so white you have to wear dark glasses to iron them. It's super power packed, strikes the dirt like lightning and makes your wash day hands kissable.
What a load of rubbish.
It's true. It was on the telly.
Oh, well, it must be true then. I mean, we all believe what the adverts say on the television.
Well, you did. What about that muck you bought to make your eyelashes grow? It went hard and my mum had to use a bottle of olive oil to get your eyes open.
I put too much on, that was all.
Yes, you should have saved some to put on your mouth.
Will you stop being cheeky?
Jimmy, there are 4 packets of this blooming white flash in the groceries.
Yes, well, I mean, I thought you ought to give it a good trial.
Mother, that's the stuff for the competition that Alfie mentioned.
You mean for the colour televisions?
Yes, and he wants the tops from 4 packets for his entry.
So that's why he volunteered to go for the groceries.
He wasn't that. I just wanted to... Well, you want to call a telly, don't you?
Well, my lad, you can just volunteer to take these packets back again.
But, ma'am, the competition's been going for a month. There's only two more days to go.
Oh, well, now, couldn't you keep a couple of them pat? I mean, you do need washing powder.
Oh, really, Father? All right, all right. But he can take two of them back.
Oh, thanks, ma'am. Thanks, Grandad. Grandad, how about you buying a packet? It'll bring your sporran up a treat.
Now, don't you push your luck, my lad.
Honestly, he gets away with murder. You two just spoil him.
Well, they spoiled you.
They did not.
Well, something must have spoiled you. You couldn't have been born that ugly.
Oh, Susan, let me alone like this. Now, not alone, and I mean together alone, the two of us.
Yes, Alfie?
What?
What about it? When we're alone, together.
Yeah, I've forgotten. Oh, yeah, I remember. When we're alone together, I always have the same question coming to my mind.
Well, what question's that, Alfie?
What rhymes with wash day test?
Oh, get lost.
Nothing like it. Mine, it rhymes with wash day cost. Make wash day cost get lost. Hey, that's not bad, Sue.
Look, we're not interested in your silly competition.
Why, what are you doing, Alfie?
Nothing.
Oh, good. Well, you can help me with the competition. Next Monday, try this wash day test. Don't rub and scrub, just take a rest.
For the last time, clear off.
Well, that's nice, isn't it, Alfie?
And soaking white flash, the powder that's best.
Alfie, will you shut up?
No, I'm sorry, Susan, I didn't think. Well, I did think of the rhyme, but I shouldn't have done it. I should have thought about what happened.
Grandad. Grandad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hi there.
Are you awake, Grandad?
Oh, of course I'm awake.
I couldn't sleep either. Hey, what do you think of this?
What?
Next Monday, try this wash day test. Don't rub and scrub, just take a rest. For washing your pants and your little short vest.
Get out of my bedroom.
Don't you like it? Is it the bit about the vest?
Get out of this bedroom before I get my strip and tan you all over your backside.
Mr. Brocklebank, I've got it.
Oh, not again. I'm fed up with your stupid rhyme.
Yeah, but this is a good one.
Perhaps we better hear what it is, Mrs. Clitheroe.
Right, stand by to hear a genius. For a wash that is whiter, for clothes that are brighter, for a price that is righter, get white flesh. Well?
It's very good. Yes, very good indeed.
Hey, you should see your faces. You look like two goldfish waiting to be fed.
There, I told you that the groceries shut. Ain't it been shut for an hour?
I wish you'd do the same with your mouth. Look, I've got to get another packet of white flash. I've only got three packet tops, and tonight's the last night to send the entries in.
But an hour ago, you said you had four packet tops. Your big packet tops.
I thought I had, because I kept the two packets my mum told me to take back. And flogged one to Mr. Brocklebank and one to Mrs. Higginbottom. I got the top off Brocklebank, all right, but when I went round to Higginbottom's, the gorilla was there having his tea. And when he found out what I wanted, he said, "Of course you can have the packet top, Clitheroe." Tore it into little pieces and said, "Here, stick it together." Something like that.
Wow, what a blooming trick.
Yeah, that's what I said, or something like that. Anyway, that's why I've got to get another packet of white flash. Come on over. no, Mr. Grocer. I've got a big order for you.
You only want a packet of salt powder.
I know, but it's a big packet. Come on!
Open
up! They're breaking into your shop.
Who's breaking into the shop?
We are, if he doesn't open up. I've got to get that salt powder.
Listen, if you don't stop banging on that door, I'll come down and chase you for your life.
Good. And while he's running after me, you nip in and get a packet of white flash. Come on, you daft grocer! You got sitting on the cream cakes again!
Oh, you were asking for it. He'll come down, grab you by the scruff of the neck and belt. No, he won't, because he can't hear you. Well, he can, but not now, because he's not in. It's at home where he lives. It's a lock-up. No, not his home, this shop, because he's moved. Not from his home, to it. From here. He's gone.
He's not the only one. You mean he doesn't live over the shop anymore?
Yes, that's what I said.
Was it? I must start learning Chinese myself. Then I can understand the thoughts of Chairman Alfie.
Yeah, go on, Biff, only. But you won't be laughing tomorrow when you can't send your competition off.
Wait a minute. I've got an idea. I know where you can get soap powder after the shops have closed. Come on. We're going to the laundrette.
Laundrette? What for?
To spin dry your head, you daft looking. To buy some soap powder out of the machine they have there. Here you are, Alfie. We've got white flash. Luke, the end one. Shilling packets.
Oh, well, that's lucky. Yeah, it's a good job you thought of it.
Never mind that. Get the shilling in and get the soap powder out.
Oh, God, all right. Don't get excited. Here you are. There's your wax. Wait a minute. That was my shilling.
Well, that's your soap powder. All I want is the tub off the packet.
Oh, well, that's fair enough. No, it isn't. But what can I do with a packet of soap powder?
Find something to wash. A dirty shirt, a hippie, our Susan. Anyway, I just want this top off. Wait a minute. It hasn't got the right top for the competition.
Oh, no, you want the top they have on the big packet with the gold stars on. I remember seeing it on my mum's packet.
I know that's what I want. Your mum's packet? When did you see that?
Just before I came.
You dopey dozes.
Hey, did you know? Why don't we ask my man for the top of her packet?
Yes, Alfie, why don't we? And then I'll ask her which lucky dip she found you in.
Hello, Clitheroe's here. Well, they're not, but it is. They're house, I mean, but I'm not one. You what? Oh, do I? I sound like what? Oh, yeah, well, that's what I say they are, but they're not here now. No, they're all out except Susan. Yeah, she's in the bath, so she can't speak to you, because you'd see her in the... Oh, no, no, no. Oh, no, you won't. But I would, so she can't. No, I'm not trying to be funny. No, can I take a message? Oh, yeah, the soap powder competition. It's what? Never. Jimmy's won. I'll go and tell him. Oh, no, I can't tell him. He's not here. You'll bring it in a van. No, I won't want to lift back. I thought that was a joke. Yeah, yeah. Well, just as soon as they get back. Just a minute, there, here, hang on. Jimmy, Mrs. Clitheroe, he's done it, Mr. Sinclair. He's waiting to talk to you. Well, not you, Jimmy. He's hanging on the man for Jimmy, isn't it, marvellous?
It certainly is, Alfie, the way you can talk so fast and think so slow.
Father, now, what is it, Alfie? What are you talking about?
About 70 miles an hour. You should hear him talk downhill with the wind behind him.
Listen, clever fella, don't be so clever just because you're clever. Don't be cheeky.
Yes, just be quiet. Now, who's this man you mentioned?
The man on the phone. He's waiting to tell Jimmy the good news. On the phone. He's waiting.
Well, he'll have a long wait. He put the phone back on the hoop.
What?
Who was he, Alfie?
I don't know.
Well, where was he phoning from?
I didn't, sir. But he's coming with a van to deliver it in a few minutes.
Deliver what?
Alfie's new brand. He found out the old one belongs to a parrot.
Don't you be so rude, Jimmy. Alfie, now will you just calm down and tell us what the man's delivering?
Jimmy's prize that he's won in the white prize competition for the colour tellies.
What? I've won. Mum, Grandad, I've won, Alfie. I've won. I've done it. I've won a colour telly. Grandad. Mum, did you hear? I've won.
Yes, we heard you. Now, calm down.
Oh, no, Mama. I think it'll be better in that corner of the room where the neighbours will see it when they're walking past.
Well, I just can't believe it. The rest of the entries must have been sent in by performing monkeys.
Right. You've had it, Spraggy Nick. You're not watching my colour telly. You can watch the old one on your own in the attic.
Now, that's enough. We'll all watch it.
Look, it's my telly.
Aye, but it'll be our licence. An extra £6 we'll have to pay.
All right. Well, you can watch it, Susan. A shilling a night.
Yes, the van, it's arrived.
Yes.
They're carrying it up the garden. No, not the van, the box.
Right. Come on, everybody. Let's go and see it.
Right, well, come on, Father. Isn't it exciting?
All right, well done, Jim, lad.
Grandad,
this
is the gentleman to bring it through the door.
Oh, what do you think they're going to do? Shove it down the chimney? Out of the way.
Is it all right to come in the front, missus?
Yes. Bring it through into the front... The lounge.
Do you mean the colour telly room at Maytop?
Well, we can take it straight in the kitchen if you like.
We don't want it in the kitchen. We want it in the lounge where we can all see it.
Just a minute. Put it down, Harry. Look, we're from the White Flash competition and this is your prize.
I didn't know that. I told them when I spoke to the man on the phone. Not told them then, after, when they came in and he was hanging on for nothing. Because I don't look.
What?
This is Alfie. He belongs to our Susan. She couldn't afford a dog.
Look, will you just sign this receipt and we'll go?
Right, I'll sign it. It's mine. Give me a pen, somebody. Hey, Luke, ma'am, it says, to James Clitheroe, winner of one... Oh, no.
What's the matter?
It isn't a blooming coloured telly I've won. It's a consolation prize. A year's free supply of white flash soap powder.
Oh, no. That's marvellous.
Shut up. Stop laughing, you rotten lot. Stop it.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, and Colin Edwin as Humphrey Brocklebank and the teacher. The recorded program was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
Crying, I had a brainwave. I went round to the grocer's and offered to sell him a year's supply of white flash. He said he wasn't allowed to pay me for it because it was a competition, but he agreed to do me a swap. I wonder how long it'll take me to eat 156 whipped cream walnuts. I'm going to enjoy